We are certainly excited to be here, as I've said many times, and you know, it's everything San Antonio, all the Alamo Bowl people, our sponsors, Valero, this has been just what I knew it would be when our team decided to bring us here, which is really what has happened. We are looking forward to the ball game. I have a great appreciation for University of Texas, the history, the tradition, and particularly Coach Brown. I think he's a tremendous model for our profession. I've watched him for a long time, just be a great example for all of us coaches in this world. And he does it right. He does it first class, and one of the best jobs in America. So we are, for a lot of reasons, excited to be here. Our team has had a good year, you know, and I think that it was for me a special story because of where we came from a year ago. And you can either continue to go down the tubes or you can fight back. And these kids made a decision to fight back. They were just easy and fun to coach. I've appreciated that from the moment we started our off season in January. So for all those reasons, we are excited about this opportunity to play the University of Texas and looking forward to the game.
Thank you. Texas head coach Mac Brown.
Thank you. As has been reported, we had a couple of young men that broke team rules last night. They have been suspended from the team, and they will be sent home and will not be available for the game. And I will not address any more questions in that manner. Like Mike, it's been a great week. We were here in 06, and I remember how wonderful the staff was, and the Valero Alamo Bowl has done such a great job. And it just reminds me each time that I come to a bowl with players and watch the experience of our players and Mike's players, that the bowl system works, it's in place, and it is about the kids. It's one of the few things left in college sports that's really real for them to reap some benefits at the end of the year. And nobody does it better than San Antonio as a city of hospitality, and the Alamo Bowl has just done a tremendous job all week for our guys. Last night was a lot of fun to spend some time with the coaches at Oregon State and also the players. And the players have gotten along wonderfully this week. And I think it's probably a lot because of the respect that Mike and I have for each other. I love Mike. I've known him a long time. I admire so much what he's done. I didn't realize Tim Cross, one of our defensive coaches, Mike coached him at linebacker. I always thought Mike was on offense. I didn't know he was a linebacker coach. I learned something last night. Back in the day, and Tim actually said, and he was good at it too, and that's why I bet he was good at it. He's doing that. But to see what Mike's been able to do in his entire career and being the son of a coach and the fabulous job he's done for 12 years at Oregon State, being their best coach ever, and the turnaround this year, his team's really, really good. Their lines of scrimmage are great. They've got great speed at corner. They've got great speed at wide receiver. They've got two quarterbacks playing well. So we're excited about the challenge, and I think it's going to be a great matchup. We have our hands full, and we understand that. But it's been a great week. Again, congratulations to Mike and his fans and his staff team on a great year, and we look forward to the game. Oh, also, we have Leroy Scott will be out. He is out with a concussion. Steve Edmond is questionable. He sprained his ankle in Austin. He came down here and was doing pretty well, and he tweaked the ankle again on Wednesday. And DeJay Johnson is questionable because he's had back spasms all week, and we're not sure if those two will be available for the game or not.
Thank you. The coaches are going to the press or the kickoff luncheon right after this, so all questions will be from the dais. Please raise questions, and I will interject some of the social media questions in between if anybody had anything. We'll start. Coach Riley, we had one at a Beaver fan said that talk about Jordan and Marcus in their last game and sticking with the program, and they were at the pep rally last night, and what it meant for them to finish strong.
Well, Jordan Poyer and Marcus Wheaton are two really, really good stories. From the moment we recruited those guys, they began to set a standard. The thing I'm really excited about. I think Marcus embraced college. He actually went with a group of our student athletes called Beavers Without Borders, went to Guatemala for a week, helped build a house for a family, came back. I really think it impacted a lot of who he is today, and then he just started growing as a player. Fun work with, loves the game, loves to know how to do it better. And Jordan Poyer came basically unrecruited out of a little fishing town in the right where Lewis and Clark came out the Columbia River, Astoria, Oregon, one of the oldest towns in the West, and not a lot of football players have come out of there, mostly fishermen and loggers. But Jordan, we knew him because he had been in our high school camp with his team for about 3 years, and special teams player, then found his niche at corner, and then he does everything for us. If we didn't have Jordan Poyer, it'd take five guys to replace him, and probably the most competitive, or at least in the top five of the most competitive guys I've ever been around in my life. Loves to play, and him and Marcus were instrumental in the leadership that started in January with this team, and both elected team captains.
Coach, in general terms, I remember the 99 Cotton Bowl, having to deal with distractions. You've coached a long time. How is this a blip on the radar with bowl preparation, or do you really have to do anything different to get your guys focused after something like this?
I have not met with a team yet. I'll meet with them at 11:45 before the luncheon, and I will tell them exactly what I told you, and then you move forward. It's what you do. It's you have policies that you go by, and our policies are in better place right now than they were in 99, so we understand that when you have an issue, you deal with it and you move forward.
Mac, your first dozen years or so at Texas, winning in almost unparalleled fashion. The last 3 years, more of an ordinary record. What are the factors that have been involved in that?
You know, our last 3 years have been more like our first three, really. We were 9-5 1 year, and the world came to an end. I remember we came down here at 10-3 in 06, and the world was nearly at an end. And I remember being 10-3 in 04, and the world was at an 03, and it was at an end. And then what we did, we got a lot better in 04, 05. Fell back off in 06, 07, and then got back at 8 to the BCS, and then in 9 played for the national championship. We dropped off heavily in 10. I thought we were competitive last year, but we played good defense. We didn't move the ball well enough. This year we've improved on offense. We dropped off on defense some. But I think in our process to move forward, we're about back to where we can compete at the highest level. And we'll have an older team for the first time since we made our changes next year. And I think we're making tremendous progress. Not all of it's visible, and that's something that's very difficult for Texas fans who've seen us be so good. Difficult for us too, because we want to be really, really good. And this will be a great way to end the season, competing against one of the best teams in the country, and see how much progress we've made there, and then move forward to spring. But I'm excited about Major taking over the play calling. I think he will do a great job. It won't change much tomorrow night, but I think in time there will be some changes, and he and Darryl White will put their imprint on the offense and move forward. And I think the defense knows that we dropped off more than is the standard at Texas, and they've improved here some as of late, but it's still not where we want it to be. And they've got a lot of work to do for next year. But I like where we're going. I think the kids get it. We've had very intense and very productive bowl practices. And I think we're seeing progress. Got a lot of good young players that are growing up and growing older, and we may have some depth next year. It's been unparalleled, the number of injuries we've had the last 2 years. We won't even start any of the three linebackers that start the season tomorrow night. And then you've got Jordan Hicks and Jackson Jeffcoat as team leaders that won't be out there. So you're in a position where I hope that we can see more depth next year. And when we've been good, we've had depth. And therefore, when we've had injuries, it hasn't cost us as much as it has the last couple of years. And we've been playing more young players than anybody else in the country the last 2 years. And I think you have more injuries and you have less depth when you're playing freshmen. So hopefully we're working our way out of that.